Today on I'm Just an Ambulance Driver, we have the first of a three-part series on feedback in EMS, where we get to talk to the people who make your EMS organization what it is. From medical directors to agency directors to field providers, we talk to each to get their opinions on feedback in EMS. Feedback based on chart reviews and call reviews is a common technique for quality and safety assurance across the EMS industry. We interviewed two experienced medical directors to gain their opinions on the advantages, disadvantages, and barriers to feedback as a quality and safety tool in EMS.
I think feedback is critical in that it directly impacts patient care and it saves lives.
Each medical director helped us to understand the requirements and barriers for feedback to be provided to EMS providers. We started by asking about the current status of feedback for providers. Here is what our physicians had to say.
We already provide some feedback for routine cases as requested by the EMS agencies.
Feedback, I think, is an absolutely essential part of any medical direction for an agency as part of a total quality management process or a QI, QA process, depending on what system you use. I think, if anything, the problem is what we do is inadequate in most services, and it's a function of time and resources.
This stuff happens. I think it could happen more. Really, the barrier for structured, meaning that the trigger is not the EMS provider, the trigger is some external mechanism, like it currently happens for trauma. So structured feedback, like every trauma patient, you give feedback to the EMS agency, or every cardiac arrest, or every STEMI, or every whatever you decide, that costs time and money, certainly more than anything else.
Each medical director specified a lack of resources as the barrier to providing EMS with feedback, and cited resources as being the money, time, and staffing necessary to provide every EMS service with feedback on every call.
So the resources that are necessary are a system for charting that will allow medical directors or line supervisors to view the calls in a timely fashion and provide feedback. Again, a lot of the electronic charting systems do this very nicely, but it can be done with pen and paper. It's just a little bit more laborious. The resources in terms of personnel are to have a medical director or a QI specialist or a line officer who performs QI reviewing the calls and providing the feedback. That is probably the most restrictive thing in terms of resources, because it's very difficult to compensate somebody for their time.
But what happens when providers are hesitant to receive feedback?
I think the EMS providers may be hesitant because some are worried that if somebody looks into their case, they're going to find something that they did that was wrong, and then it'll backlash on them, you know? Then they're going to be found out for something. It wasn't necessarily something that they mean to do wrong. Like, it wasn't like they did something wrong, and they don't want anybody to find out, and that, therefore they don't ask for feedback on this case. It's more like that general fear of, you know, I'm trying to do my job, and then somebody's going to find that I did something wrong or critique me about X, Y, and Z. If I open my mouth, I'm just going to, you know, keep my head down and do my job, and hopefully nobody questions my cases. So I think there's some of that mentality from EMS providers, and that's a barrier.
Why is there limited feedback on all calls, and especially limited feedback on those mundane calls?
For now, it's been limited to like the high impact cases, so trauma, cardiac arrest, and STEMIs.
You can learn from any experience, and I think that we focus on those high impact cases like arrests and traumas and intubations because we have limited resources.
Our second medical director made an interesting comment that because of lack of resources, time, and staffing, many of the calls that a medical director may hear about would only be calls where a negative outcome or a problem occurred. This causes feedback to be negative and the system to be perceived as punitive. He said that as feedback systems develop, it is easier to provide positive feedback to the crews. All of our medical directors indicated a need for feedback on more calls. Feedback not only benefits individual EMS providers, but the agency as a whole.
I think EMS providers learn much better when you're talking about a real patient case, and then you can throw in some physiology or whatever it is that you're trying to get, you know, whatever points you're trying to get across. But if you put it in the context of a case, they learn much better, and they certainly are much more receptive to that information. It's probably the most effective way to get a teaching point across when it is related to a patient that somebody has taken care of.
But how do we get better feedback for EMS agencies and convince EMS agencies to embrace this feedback?
So a culture that welcomes feedback has to do with a professional culture in which people see all their actions as opportunities to learn and improve. Even the most mundane call can have important consequences.
In order to use feedback to its fullest in your organization, you need to change culture. And the culture has to be about personal responsibility, the desire to improve your skills and the care that you provide. It has to be about acceptance, accepting constructive criticism and being able to use that to better yourself. And then it also has to be about trust, trusting that the feedback won't be abused and it won't be used for any personal gain.
Tune in next month to hear about feedback from agency directors. Until then, leave us your feedback in the guestbook section of www.msarn.org. Remember, EMS and MSARN can only improve with your feedback. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.